That was Ruby Glover. And we're going to be talking about Ruby Glover this half hour. Before we jump into it, my co-host jumps in. Let me remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. Money comes back in the end. More information, www.mecu.com. Or you can log on to the Mark Steiner Show page, steinershow.org, and click on their banner, MeQ, Baltimore's Credit Union. And again, let me just say that we send our condolences out to Kevin and Tanya, the owners of Urban Soul. We just found out that the young man who was found, everybody had been looking for, who died in Fells Point, they found his body in the water. Evan Kirby, a young man who was on his way up, was in fact their son. We did not know that. People who own Urban Soul. So our condolences go out to a place that we all frequent, to lovely people who are doing great things for our community. Being a father, sitting in a room full of mothers, knowing what it is to lose a child. So our hearts are with you. Leah Gilmore is in the house.
Hey there, Mark Steiner. I'm in the house.
You are
in the
house. Leah Gilmore, of course, comes in as much as he can, once a month at least, co-hosting. She's the Center for Emerging Media's cultural editor, senior fellow for social justice at the Robert W. Deutsch Foundation, voted by Essence Magazine, one of 25 women helping this world of global music, activism, and social justice. Winner of the National Blues Music Award, Grammys of Blues, and much more.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
How are you?
I guess I'm tired. I'm doing so well, and I'm so excited about this show and our guest today, and to see you, Mark Steiner. How was your holiday?
My holiday was lovely.
Mine too.
Mine was just wonderful.
Right. I know Black Friday.
Didn't do any of that stuff.
Cyber or Gray Thursday or Purple
None
Saturday.
Of it.
Or
made two turkeys.
I made one.
I made one on Friday, and my daughter made one on Thursday, so we had two turkey holiday.
Well, that's so nice.
That's good. And in the house,
eating turkey.
Would you like to introduce our guest and this program?
I would love to introduce this guest, our guest today. This has been a dream for many of the Baltimore music community. There is going to be an amazing concert Saturday, December 7th at the Creative Alliance, a tribute to Ruby Glover. And Ruby was one of the most dynamic singers, philanthropists, givers of love and spirit that we've had in Baltimore. She actually passed away on the stage at the Creative Alliance. So there's some serendipity there. Our guest is Margaret Locklear. Margaret is just an amazing woman who will be part of the program and was one of Ruby's best friends, knew her very closely, and is also one of our premier playwrights, national playwrights, poets, and a member of the Griot Circle. Our other guest is the amazing Joyce Scott, who I think just does everything. You know, she is one of the artists, bead artists in this country, and was the first African-American to absolutely, literally have her art take over the Baltimore Museum of Art a few years ago. And she's also a brilliant singer. And let's just get right to it.
Please. So what, the many people who do not know Ruby Glover's name, and she passed away much too soon.
Much too soon.
And she died on stage.
Yes, she did, right in the middle of her concert. She had collaborated with me to do a fundraiser for the House of Ruth back in 2007. And she had said that this was going to be her last performance because she don't normally perform, but she would do this for me. And so that's what made it special. She also said, don't waste her time. If there were no people out there, she was going to be mad at me. So I promised her that it would be standing room only, because people would flock out to see her. And sure enough, when she stepped out on that stage, I heard her say, wow. And she was so excited and so happy. And she started into her concert, and people were loving her. And then I was behind stage, so I didn't see what happened. And then she just collapsed right there in Stan Stovall's arms. And I'm still traumatized by that. I hope you all forgive me for trembling.
It's all right, folks.
But every time I think about her, every time I go to the Creative Alliance, I see that moment. But short of that, what I want to say about Ruby, she was probably one of the most beautiful individuals I'd ever met in my life. I met her when I was 19 years old. I was trying out for a play, and she was going to train my voice, and which she did for a time. And I followed her around like a puppy to every venue that she could possibly be. She would hang out with Mickey and Shirley Fields. She might do that, or she'd be at Left Bank or somewhere performing. But short of her talent, she was one of them, if you want to define humble, she was so giving of everything that she did. Even at her job when she worked at the Omni, people would come to her and she would just be there, you know, to cater and to help. And I remember her working with young people trying to help them develop their voices.
Yeah, I was one of those young people.
Exactly, so was
yes,
I.
Yes, right.
And she, all the way to the bitter end, she gave of herself.
Joyce, right. Your reflections and what's coming up, and also your reflections of Ruby Glover, and then we'll play a little bit of her music.
Hey, Joyce.
Hi.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hey, everybody.
Love you, Joyce.
In the phone. Thank you. I would like to start by putting a kibosh into one of the statements. I actually was with Ruby Glover when she passed away in a hospital. She really lost consciousness on stage and was taken to a hospital. And she was surrounded by her family and just a few friends at the end of her life in a hospital. I, like many, many others, knew Ruby not only as a performer, but as a very warm and just person. Yes. The concert that we're going to do falls right in line with all of the ethics and the reasons why Ruby continued to sing long after she maybe didn't have to physically, but just wanted to. It is the opportunity to pay forward with the arts, with, you know, the loss of music in public schools and in many of the arenas where kids could go for free. Leah Gilmore has devised Baltimore Voices, which is a youth chorus. And she wants to take five of the students to Scotland to sing. This is exactly the kind of thing that Ruby would love.
Absolutely.
Because
I agree.
It would not only spread the music to the youth who will in fact be the singers of the future, but it also shows, ignites, and validates the music not only of Africa, but jazz music, the original and the national music of the United States.
Very well said. Mm-hmm. Very well said. I think this concert was long overdue. So many of us have benefited from Ruby. And we'd have to talk about, I mean, I was 19 as well. And Ruby saw me in a production of Ain't Misbehavin'. And someone said, that's Ruby Glover in the audience. And I didn't know who she was because I was just a ridiculous young person. But Ruby pulled me up, not being shy, after the show. She said, girlfriend, you better sing. She said, what are you studying in school? And I told her what I was studying. She said, I don't care. You still better sing. I said, but Ruby, I'm in the choir. She said, okay, that's good. I want you to come see me now at this address, this time. Next week, I'll see you. And from that moment, that was it. That was it.
What happened when you got there?
What happened when I got there? I stood there with one of the most talented, funniest, inspiring little women who she reminded me so much of my mom. You know, she was so nurturing. And she said, okay, sing something for me. She said, I don't care what you're saying, row, row, row your boat, sing it. I said, okay, I'll sing anything. And Ruby said, oh yes, you've got the gift, but now we're going to learn how to use it.
Okay.
All right. And she devoted her time. And I said, Ruby, how much does this cost? She said, oh, I'm not, no, no, nothing. She said, nothing. We just want the music to keep going. I just want, and I think we, Margaret, Joyce, and I, really, and Mark Evans, who is going to grace us with his amazing voice, and this incredible, some of Baltimore's most talented musician, jazz musicians, Derek Thompson on the piano, Jesse J. On the drums, and Mitchell Coates on the bass, who are very well respected in Baltimore's jazz community, want to show out. Mm. We just want to show out for Ruby. You know what I mean? That's so colloquial. Okay. But, you know what I mean?
We all know what you mean.
Okay. We just want to show out for her.
So let me ask this question, because I think that's just, we have time here. I think we do. I like to play a little bit.
Yes.
Again, so give people a sense. Yeah. And as Margaret and Joyce come back in and talk about their relationship with her and what she meant in the jazz world, she reminds me a little bit of Ethel Ennis, and they both decided home was more important than traveling the world to make their music, which I think is an important part of both these women and Ruby Glover. But this is Ruby singing God Bless the Child.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. It's the strong stay strong.
Oh, yes.
Margaret,
oh, what is that? No voice like that. Her voice was like satin, silk, beautiful, sultry. That's the way I identify her music. Mm-hmm. But and she, every piece she would give. Oh my gosh, it stirs back those
she
emotions again.
She tells the
again.
Story,
yes,
doesn't
she does it. Everything
she tells
that she
the
does.
Story.
I remember we collaborated when we were working on the domestic violence fundraiser. She used to come over. She would call me up every Tuesday morning, and guess what? We would go to Ruby Tuesdays. Okay. So I wrote a piece. I didn't bring it with me today, but I wrote a piece about eating at Ruby Tuesday on a Tuesday with Ruby.
Okay.
And first thing in her eyes, she would get to the salad bar and her eyes would light up and she would just breeze through the salad bar. And then we'd sit down and we'd talk about, you know, her life and her excitement about, you know, there was a time when she couldn't own her own music.
Right.
So she and a lawyer friend of ours worked with her. And just before she passed, she had gotten the rights to her music. That's why she was doing a new CD that was going to be coming out that year. And, yeah, she was an amazing lady.
Joyce, you'll be performing at the concert on the 7th, right?
Yes.
So do you know what you'll be doing in remembering Ruby?
Yeah, I'm actually probably going to be doing things that represent what I always found about Ruby as a very kind of elegant and silent innovator. She was one of those artists from a period where fame had a great deal to do with your talent and not your persona. Does that make sense?
She was
just a wonderful singer, a gifted and talented singer, and people knew her because of that and because of her grace as a person, not because of how super, super famous she was. Mm. But one of the things that I loved about her was her kind of very graceful innovation, the way that she might not have been a giant flashy singer, but the way she could, you know, manipulate a note and play with the content, the context, the kind of joy and the sorrow in the music. So I've chosen songs that I would or would not sing every day or that challenged me. So I intend to do Spain, which is that Miles Davis Hell on Wheels songs where you have the great, great possibility of embarrassing yourself in friendships.
Oh, I've heard you do it, Joyce. I don't think you're going to.
And the musician and being stalked, you know, by Miles Davis. So I'm giving it a shot because for me it is one of my best ways to honor her by doing, like, the most extreme best thing I could do. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's because that is what,
I feel the
for
same
me,
way.
She was about. I was asked to work with a charity. It's really, cannot actually remember the name of it.
That's
many
right.
years ago. And so I put together something called The Night of the Divas. It was Ethel Ennis, Leah Gilmore, Ruby Glover, and myself singing at Center Stage.
Mm-hmm. I remember
and
that.
This was with Lorraine Whittlesey as the music director,
right.
and we had like
That's
a
wonderful.
Band of maybe seven people. It was such an intense and thoroughly edifying evening. I mean, that thing about your socks curling, and my socks actually curled. Backstage was wonderful because of just being able to be with these bright lights, the youngin', the feisty youngin, Leah.
The feisty youngin. Come on, keep calling me the youngin. Come
on,
you
are the youngin.
Great and full and just knowledgeable and you know the hilts, Ethel and Ruby and myself, the imp. Made the I said imp, not gimp. Made the evening quite. Actually, I was a gimp back there. I'm thinking about it. Made the evening just. We didn't raise
magical.
A lot of money, unfortunately.
It was magical.
But boy, did we raise a lot of spirit and a lot of heart. And just to be able to thank Ruby like this and for her not to be one of the groups who wants to keep her memory alive.
Right.
It's very important because what's happening now with music, you know, the lack of jazz, the lack of appreciation of jazz in its home country and places where it's not being taught without people like Charles Fun,
oh yes,
Bachlier, Leah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, this would be something with that
That's
would very rapidly perish.
Not as long as I live.
All right.
Well, you're young. You're
I just want to hear the young and Leah Gilmore put back together again. I want Joyce to say that. And Joyce is like Ruby, a much younger Ruby, has been for me very, and Margaret, mentors are just extremely supportive of the things that we do. And it's... Mark, you made a comment, which really is interesting for me, that Joyce and Ethel both, Ethel had an international career.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she chose to come back to Baltimore and focus on Baltimore. Ruby could have had an international career by any means, but Baltimore was her home. Joyce is an international I can't tell you. I saw her stuff. I was walking through the airport and I saw Joyce. I go, oh my God, this is my girlfriend. And I sing internationally. Margaret has a national following, but our home is Baltimore.
Absolutely.
What we do, we are ambassadors for Baltimore. And when I think about Ruby Glover, more than any of us, she was so wedded to Baltimore. And what Baltimore could be, who the children in Baltimore could be, who the young adults could be, who the older people could be. She didn't discriminate with age. She was an amazing woman.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, it's interesting. I don't know what I want to ask you all. What is it about this moment that she's, that you're doing this concert?
Well,
this is the anniversary of something?
Well, you know what? We didn't even know it. When we decided it, and Margaret, I'll let you go with that, but this was going to be my concert that I was going to do, and I wanted Joyce to work with me. So, and we just sat down and said, why don't we make this a tribute to Ruby, you know? And ironically, it's what?
Ruby's birthday.
There you
it's
go.
It's Friday.
It's Ruby's birthday.
It's Ruby's birthday, December 6th.
She would be 84 years old.
Same age as my mom. Who's no longer with us? She's probably singing with Ruby.
That's amazing. That's not an accent. And someone tweeted, Adara tweeted in saying, "I remember during that last show with Ruby, which Margaret directed. Ruby listened to every performer and offered advice and encouragement.
Yes, she did.
Yeah,
yes, she did. And
as I said, that night was something special. She glowed. She literally glowed. Her eyes sparkled. She had on the most beautiful outfit. She was happy. She was going back and forth behind the stage. She couldn't wait to come out. And then, it's, you know, and she just let the stage, everybody have it. And everybody always wanted to know what was her last song. And I think it was Into the...
I was in France, unfortunately.
I think it was called In My Silent Moon, was the her very last song. But what I liked also about her teaching, when she brought you in, she would give you a book called The Tao of Voice.
Oh, yes.
The Tao of Voice.
The Tao of Voice. So she would teach you the essence, the spirituality of singing and utilizing your voice at its greatest capacity.
That's why I think the Baltimore Voices work so well with this, because
are they coming?
Unfortunately, it's a little late for them, but the principal is coming.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she'll be there, the principal and vice principal. And you know about Baltimore Voices because you
did
covered them. You
we
went
the
to the school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it is about their whole voice. And this is what Ruby was about, not just your singing voice, but when you open your mouth, have something to say. And say it with confidence. Do not hold your head down. Look up and say, you know, give the world something through your voice. And I think that many of our young people aren't given this opportunity, you know. So it's incumbent upon us to volunteer our time.
Exactly.
Because somebody helped us.
Yes.
Somebody told us, hey, you could do that. You know, somebody said that. And I feel that now I'm not as young, Joy Scott. You know?
That feisty, almost young.
I'm feisty, almost young.
Once young. Once young. Now decrepit and old.
Yes. There you go.
If you have to hear that, I'll say it.
No,
okay,
no.
You can say it.
There's one
it's
thing
totally untrue.
That I feel it is not being said, and I always like to say it because I'm a proud American, I'm a proud woman, I'm a proud Baltimorean, and I'm also a proud African American. And Ruby just historically represents a group of women who not only were the progenitors or the creators or the supporters and the hold tights of a kind of sound, but they represented a portion of our culture, the African-American culture, that created jazz as we know it, that illuminated jazz and helped to keep pushing it through each generation. This really is an important thing
for
us
so.
To be just,
really,
you know, square about who did it, how they did it, and for the generations to know. Because if you're watching what's happening with music now, certainly I like most music, and I like the blending of most music, but there's a purity to certain forms that I don't think we should lose. And I think that's one of the great parts about Ruby, because of her purity or closeness to the, you know, to the essence and to the origins of jazz.
Right. So well said.
That's important, because jazz is now fused with everything else, and we're hearing it in hip-hop, which I love, but it then becomes something else, and I like to hold tight to the original sound as well.
Final thought.
Well, I was just going to say, one of the things that Ruby encouraged, which was the vocal competition for Billie Holiday, I don't know if that's still going on anymore,
but
somebody should take up the torch.
Is it coming back?
I didn't know it stopped.
No, it stopped. Yeah, it
somebody should take up the torch then and continue that on. I understand she was also, she and I were part of spearheading the preservation of the Billie Holiday House and Museum, but unfortunately she passed. But the Preservation Committee in Fells Point still have that going on. We need people to keep our icons going. She owned the first dollar house in East Baltimore on Sterling Street.
That's right.
Keep
that
going on.
Right.
I mean,
I forgot
all
about
the
that.
Things that she
oh,
put
I've got
in
so
place
much to do, Margaret.
That us keep it going on.
Right.
So we all encourage you to join, if you can, Saturday night, December the 7th at the Creative Alliance. A tribute concert to the great Ruby Glover.
8 p.m.
It's 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Thank you. 8 p.m. Leah Gilmore, Joy Scott, Mark Evans. You can go to creativealliance.org for ticket information. and celebrate this incredible human being that was part of us for such a long time, who left us just so abruptly and so sadly.
Yeah.
But on a stage, about that as well. And there at her passing, both of our guests here today, Margaret Locklear and Joy Scott, were there as she passed away. And we'll always remember her here. This is, we'll do a little bit more Ruby Glover going out with today. And thank all of you for being
here. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'm glad you brought this out today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we're going to take a break, and Lee and I will be back in just a minute, so don't go away.
All right.